Cause yeah, there's some good stuff going on, especially like the penguin. The penguin is like, I was watching Agatha All Along on Disney Plus. When I and I just finished it the other day. When I tell you, that was probably besides Loki season two, because I know that was like one of the last things that came out. Agatha All Along is better than Deadpool and Wolverine by miles. I did not like Deadpool Wolverine. I did not like it. It was it okay? Yeah, it was okay. Would I watch it again?
I'm not gonna go watch it twice.
But Agatha All Along was probably the best TV series that Marvel has put out in like the past 2 years. It's better than Moon Knight. It's better than Secret Invasion. It's better than all of that. It's
Did you
crazy.
see the Venom movie yet?
I'm watching it tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm kind of scared. Kind of scared. I heard a very, very strong mixed opinions about it. I hope it's not true what I heard. I've heard things. I really hope it's not true. Sony is doing something and we're not excited. No one's happy for it. No one doesn't want it. Sony is trying to build something out of themselves with the characters that they still have from Marvel, and they're like, this is good. We gave you Morbius, we gave you Venom, we gave you what's that Kraven the Hunt.
Yeah,
We
we
gave
get
you
no, they didn't give us that. That movie never dropped.
it never
Remember,
dropped.
it never dropped. Kraven never dropped. They pushed it back. They never gave us Kraven.
Oh, well, they gave us Madame Web. They're gonna give us Kraven. They're gonna give us the Sinister Six or whatever, or seven.
It comes
It,
out the
it's
13th of December, Kraven.
that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. No one's not seeing that.
In
Nobody,
December though, yeah, I feel like it should have came out
nobody's
this
watching
month, if
that.
anything.
That the nobody's watching that. Like, come on, be serious. Like.
They're bringing so it. I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. And
And then they're trying they're move those movies. It's like they're trying to like the movie industry is terrible with on how they handle villains. Let villains be villains. Let them be evil. Stop giving us sympathy sob stories on, oh, you know, we feel bad for them. We understand why they're villains. They're villains. Let
They're
them be
making a
evil.
and
Let them be evil.
Disney started that trope where it was like,
Yeah.
man, like there's a backstory, like they drop anti-heroes now where it's like, ah, he could have been a hero, he could have not been, like, and everybody's trying to reciprocate that concept that they got when they gave us Killmonger. Everybody wants a Killmonger where it's like, this guy is super relatable. He's just going about it the wrong way. He's super relatable though, but no, because it was a for him, he it kind of had a lot of like, okay, like, but he was cool with being a villain. He was like, I'm doing this, do it.
Yeah,
And
like that's what people can forget. People forget that. Like, yes, I think Killmonger was the closest anyone could relate to as a villain in modern history now, but people also forget and lost the translation that Killmonger was wrong
Yeah, he's
and
wrong.
knew it. He was wrong,
He
100% wrong.
knew.
Like, he was gonna drop Wakanda vibranium weapons in Compton.
He said, I'm doing a bad. They said, you're doing a bad thing. He said, I know.
Yeah,
Like,
I know, like,
it. That's where I go back to, because James Gunn gave us. That's why Marvel. James, that's but Mar Disney and Marvel couldn't handle James Gunn. He was
no.
too raw. He's too raw. He said, nah, I'm just gonna drop a person that kills people. What you
Yeah,
talking about, James?
The
No,
Last Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
I think that the evolution, that the whatever the hell his name was, is just gonna kill people.
Yeah.
He's just gonna be a guy that kills people.
Yeah.
And that's just what it's gonna be. And that's
He,
what he did.
yeah.
There was no fun sob story where it was like, dang, why is this guy so bad?
He was
Why is
just
he doing it?
evil.
No, he was evil. And he needs to die at the end. There's no, like, he needs to die at the end. Like, he got
Yeah.
to. Like,
He actually gave us reasons as to why, oh, this motherfucker is evil. Like, he gunned
everybody.
down three animals.
Everybody. And that was all his villains. Ronan and Guardians of the Galaxy 1, Ronan got to die. Like, Ronan is
Yeah.
going to blow up the world. Like, we gotta stop this man. There
And
was
then the father, Quill's father.
Ego needs
Yeah.
to die. Blowing up
Yeah,
like
he
it
was
was going.
like, it was a shame I put that tumor in your mother's head.
Bro, yeah, he told him straight up. He said, "Yeah, man, it's a shame I had to kill your mother." Like there
Like,
was
what the
no
fuck? Like,
bro looked at him like, "Wait, what?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I gave your mom cancer."
yeah.
It was just that. It was, "I gave your mom cancer."
And he's
And
like,
he
it's
just
part of
looked.
my nature. It's part of my nature. I've did that to all the mothers.
He said, "Yeah, but we're good. You're a god now, right?" It bro
Yep.
snapped, bro crashed
Yep.
out. He said, "Hell no." And
Yeah.
that was just James. Like then he
James
gave us
Gunn.
Peacemaker. Peacemaker was just going around murdering people. They said, "You're a serial killer." He said, "Yeah, but I'm a hero, right?" He said, "No, you're a serial killer. You're a
You're a
serial
killer,
murderer."
bro. You are a killer. Like,
Like there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Bro threw in the white dragon. Bro's
yeah.
father was the leader of Ku Klux Klan. They called him the white dragon.
Yeah. Openly, like,
Holy,
yeah.
like James Gunn is the king of raw shit. Like he did, like he said, you know what, DC reinventing Superman was cool. Making the what's Ben Affleck Batman, that was cool. But at the end of the day, we got to remember, Batman was a fucked up kid. Batman was like, even in the comics, even in some of the animations, Batman was sacrificing the team. Batman said, I'm making some sacrifices to save the greater good. It don't
For
matter who I'm
Gotham.
sacrificing. Like,
For Gotham.
they wasn't delivering.
Yeah.
So they said, we're gonna get the emo kid from Twilight, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna get the, like James Gunn said at that board, they said, we're gonna get the emo kid from Twilight. We're gonna get the emo kid from Twilight. And we're gonna make him Batman.
We're going to
And
turn
we're
it
gonna
up.
talk about that whale. We're gonna talk about that whale he fell in as a kid, where he was surrounded by bats for hours in utter darkness. We're gonna talk about that.
Exactly.
We're not gonna add in a cool Ra's al Ghul. We're not gonna have Liam Neeson come in with his suave Irish accent and say, "Oh yeah, you need to learn how to be an assassin." Like, no, we're not doing that. We're gonna say, this kid's fucked up. He doesn't leave the mansion. His parents are dead. They're dead. They died. He's
They
seen them
got gunned
die
down in front of him.
in front of him. And that's after the whale. They get gunned down in front of him. In front of him. Ooh. Let's throw in this extra shit. Guess what? And we're gonna build off the Joker and remind people his dad was having an affair. Like, his dad was having an affair. It wasn't all good. There wasn't
Yeah.
nice things happening in that mansion. We're gonna throw that in there
It
and be like,
wasn't so
okay,
pretty. It wasn't so pretty.
it ain't
It's
so pretty.
basically, yeah, a rich kid in Gotham, and
Hey, a
he has a lot of emotions to let out.
lot of emotions to let out. Lot of emotions, like, cause we know, like they like to say he's a big hero, but we know Batman was beating the brakes off people to the point where it was like, bro, you got him.
Got him.
They cut out, like, I don't know if you remember the Arrow series from CW.
Yeah, I
They
remember.
cut out that Batman arc where it was like he came back and he was getting justice, but people were getting killed. Like he was getting
Justice.
justice, but he said he was popping up and saying, "I'm vengeance." There was no "I'm
Yeah.
Batman." There was "I'm vengeance." "I'm
I'm
getting
vengeance.
vengeance." And then they said, "Guess what? We're gonna throw in the Riddler. We're gonna throw in a terrorist. People are gonna die." And then James Gunn said, "Guess what? When we drop the Penguin series, we're gonna remind them people died during that. That water, that seawall broke.
Yeah,
People
it's
died.
gone. People died.
We're gonna put in a character called Victor, and he's gonna remind you, people
Yeah.
died.
Yeah.
And they killed his whole family. They said people died.
Whole family.
They said this is
Like,
gonna be raw shit.
it wasn't the rich people. It was a lot of the people that didn't deserve to die.
A lot of people that didn't
The
deserve to
poor
die."
people.
Boy, Bat and Batman is. We're gonna let you know he's there, and then we're gonna circle this around Oswald Cobb, and he's going to kill people. Like we're done. We're done with this. Please and thank you, but we're done with the soft shit. You're gonna see Oswald Cobb kill
Yeah.
people.
Yeah, like it's not even like the in the Penguin series, it's like I can't get mad at nobody 'cause it's really get eight or eat world. Like it's and I'm not mad at Oz. I'm not mad at Sophia. I'm not mad at Vic. They're just trying to survive.
Just trying to
And
survive.
but they're
Just
all villains. They're all
trying, yeah.
villains. But I can't get mad at it.
Can't get mad
I
at
get
you. Did
it.
you see the episode before the one that's coming today? The last one.
Yeah.
Vic caught his first body. Vic caught his first body. He said, they said,
Hey,
we're going deep. They
Vic,
said.
my boy Vic, he's not playing no games. Like
He's not.
I know he didn't want to, but
He's. Shorty said, let's go to LA and be poor. He looked at her like, nah, he said, I'm driving around a Maserati.
yeah,
He
Vic
said,
wasn't trying to. He said, I'll give you two bands. We'll get back to you later. And bro was pressing him.
bro was like, bro hit him with this. Is that it? He said, you're right. 2 bands a week. How does that sound?
Like,
This week. It ain't got this shit right in front of him. He looked at that motherfucker like, yeah,
bro, nah.
it's stuttering. It sounds good. It's 2 bands a week. He said, all right, bro. He said, that's 8 grand at the end of the month. Yeah, I can do that. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no, Vic
And
had to do it. Vic had to do it.
gotta do it.
And
He's
hey.
gotta do it. And it's like they're going in a good direction. Cause now we're getting those movies where like, okay, yeah, it makes sense. Like I know they're doing a new Superman movie. I don't really like who they cast it personally. I feel like I'm so sick of the dark-haired white boy for Superman that looks like a nerd by the day and then he's super strong by when he takes off the thing. Like I have sympathy for Henry Cavill because Henry Cavill didn't do anything wrong. They just said
Nothing.
we're going a different direction. But
Yeah.
James Gunn knew that because they made Henry Cavill just they made him that nice guy, that
Yeah.
hero. Man, let me wipe my camera off. Why is They made him that. They made him that guy where it was like, okay, I can't have you in my universe anymore because they've already made you what I don't want you to be. And James Gunn said, we are going into darker DC, and that was always the main contrast. Marvel is the lighter side of heroes; it always has been. You have your Spider-Man, like you have
Yeah.
all of that. Like you have your Iron Man. You have all of these light, bright characters where it's like. All these guys are great. The Incredible Hulk, kid puts on those Incredible Hulk goggles, and I want to be strong. DC has always been the darker side of comics. DC
Yeah.
has always been like Marvel didn't get dark until Wesley Snipes came out with Blade. Marvel, that's when Marvel got dark. He was like, whoa, like, and that was the biggest turn for Marvel because that saved them from bankruptcy. Like, and that's
Yeah.
why they threw him in that dead because they owe Wesley Snipes. They know they owe Wesley Snipes something because Marvel was about to file for bankruptcy till Blade was like. People are like, whoa, dark
Yeah.
weather, vampires, I'm with it.
Yeah,
DC
which
has
is so
always
crazy.
been. DC
It's
has been
crazy.
the League of Assassins. Like, every hero in DC has the worst backstory, the worst background. My
Yeah.
planet blew up and now I'm here on Earth.
I'm
Oh,
here on Earth.
Robin, my parents died. They were killed. That Batman got me from the orphanage. He picked me up. Or every Robin, Batman got me from the orphanage. Batman picked me up from the circus.
Yeah.
I was doing circus acts. Like it's there's always some dark side of things where it's like, damn, dude, like there is no what did they come up there? What did they come up with when they dropped that canon what the canon moment or whatever from when Spider-Man into came out Miles Morales where they said that's his canon event.
Yeah.
That everybody at DC has like, oh, your canon event is like dark. Like you could be a bit, you could have been a villain. You could have just said,
Could have.
"F it,
Could have.
F it." Like Green Arrow stranded on an island, had parents dead, murdered, stranded on an island for like 5 years, comes back. Hey man, you're still rich, I guess.
Yeah.
Like that's what they keep telling all you still got some money on. You still got money. Like, what do you got to be upset about? Like, the only person that really happy is Wonder Woman, and it's like, you were born a god. Everybody else is kind of trying to get it out the mud here. Like,
Yeah, that's
it's,
true.
but we knew too much. We knew too much about the Justice League. That's what I feel like was the problem with. Like, we knew too much about the Justice League, and there was so much else going on with everybody else that we really didn't know what the hell. Like, why are the villains the villains? And then. That's why I hate what they did with Joker, whatever the hell that was.
I mean, I kind of agree with you a little bit to a certain extent. I think they were just giving us stories that we didn't really want to see, like Wonder Woman 2. Wonder Woman 2, what was it, 94 or whatever it's called? That was utter garbage, and that was a story that we didn't really need to see. The only good thing I liked about it was Pedro Pascal's performance, and Cheetah was great. I think the actress that played Cheetah was great, but that's it. I think we the Justice League and the DC films was already a flop the moment that Martian Manhunter, Green Arrow, the Green Lantern, and Hawk Girl weren't in the original lineup. They limited to like four or like five or six people, and that was it. Like, they limited to Flash, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. That's it. You were already wrong from there. You were already wrong from there. We
It
need the
was
others. We need the others.
you put it in a vacuum and then locked in with tunnel vision and said, hey,
Yeah.
we're not everybody else is just everybody else. Like I remember they gave us Batman versus Superman and didn't even cover why Batman hated Superman at that time. It was
Didn't
just
even, yeah, it was just there.
here's Batman versus Superman. Figure it out why they're fighting. And then guess what? We were going to throw in a random villain because you guys like those things. So we're going to throw in
Random.
Apocalypse and be like,
Figure it out. Boom.
figure it out.
Boom.
He's here.
It made zero sense.
He's here. He's here. And it wasn't Apocalypse. Was it Apocalypse and Batman versus? I know Apocalypse was the Z Justice
No,
League.
it wasn't Apocalypse. It was Doomsday, I think.
Doomsday. We're going to throw in Doomsday.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Apocalypse came the next one, or General, whatever the hell his name. From Apocalypse's whatever crony or whatever, and then it didn't get resolved until Zack Snyder's cut. And that's what I hate. Like, I get timelines, but if DC was having an issue where they were so money hungry, where it was like they had a great director and like his daughter died, and they said, oh, you can't deliver in the timeline? We'll get someone else to do it.
Yeah, well,
Take your time.
we need this movie to drop now.
Now, and it was terrible.
So, mourn, we got this.
It was so
Mourn, we
bad.
got this.
It was so bad that Zack Snyder's cut looked nothing like it.
At all.
There was so much different that you could tell he was going a whole different direction. And they said, look at someone else to do it. And then when he finally came back online, they were like, drop your cut now, because that
Yeah.
flopped. But it's going straight to HBO because we're in COVID, so we're gonna take it straight to HBO Max. Ugh.
And it did so much better.
And it did so much better. I remember having a watch party for the 3 hour long movie. We were all
Yeah.
sitting at in my at crib back on Hill Street in Louisville, and we were all there. Like, it was a whole thing because we were like, we're finally gonna get what we've been waiting for. And yeah, it was a long movie. Like, he gave us intermissions. It was stacked. But he had to do that to he had to redeem it.
Yeah.
It was a redeeming movie where it was like, I need to add it because they threw in Cyborg as a cyborg, no background, just here's
Just
Black Man
Cyborg.
fucked up and
Boom.
cybernetic. Like,
What was that about? Like, what the fuck?
where's the connection? Like, just said my dad worked on that. And
Yeah.
he just like there was no connection. They just said, we know a guy that knows how to work with alien technology. All right. And you could tell that there was so much cut out because they were jumping into scenes like, we were here now. Knocking on his door.
Yeah.
How'd you find me? We knew where you are. This whole time.
Like, what the fuck? Okay.
I know where everybody is. Right. And then fucking the Flash. Flash, whatever that was, when they Ezra's Flash, bro, like, dude,
What a movie. What
dude.
a movie. All I could say about The Flash is thank God that they didn't waste the use of reverse Flash in it, because that would have been sloppy in itself. I'm glad it came out the way it did, because it would have made shit a lot more complicated than it already was. Yeah,
It
that
was
was terrible. That was terrible. It
like,
was.
yeah, they got and they got so deep into this multiverse trope that for one, it was a complete copy of Marvel. It was complete and utter copy. They said Marvel is expanding their multiverse concept, so we
Socially.
socially. And DC doesn't have as strong of a multi-universe concept as Marvel does. Like, it's there, like you got Earth, whatever, whatever, or a timeline, whatever, but it's everything is
It's not
everything.
needed.
Not needed.
Not,
It's not
yeah,
needed.
it's not needed.
And Marvel figured that out the hard way, but they closed it up. They closed it. They closed it up. They were like,
They're
okay,
trying to close it
they're
up.
trying
They're
to close it
trying
because they're
to.
like, we're trying to fix this. And it started with the last Doctor Strange, where they were like, we gotta start closing some of these loops. And then they brought it into Wolverine, where it was like, or Deadpool and Wolverine, where they're like, okay, Deadpool, we need to get you here from there. But of course, it's on purpose because Disney bought 21st Century Fox. Like, Disney bought 21st Century Fox and started buying some characters back from Sony. So it was in an effort to completely bridge and bring all these characters in that got separated after they were selling characters like stocks. Like, oh, you Sony, you want Spider-Man? You want him? He's yours. Oh, 21st Century Fox. So I want the X-Men? They're yours. And Disney came in and said, we need those back, brother. Like we need those back. Disney don't share. Disney don't share.
That's fine.
You don't go to Disney World to see Sony Spider-Man. Mm-mm. You
I
don't go to
wouldn't.
Disney World. No, we don't share. Not here.
Why would I? It's ass. Like.
And they were like, you're not taking it where they need to go, and we have a plan here. We have a plan that extends into the movie universe and TV shows that we're pushing out on Disney Plus. So we're gonna have to start bridging these gaps. And they said, you all killed off Wolverine. You did. We didn't.
We have bigger
You
plans.
killed off the number one selling X-Men. He's the X in X-Men. And you did that. You try to destroy a multi-million dollar franchise with Logan. Disney doesn't do that. We keep the ball rolling. Even though Logan was a great movie and a great end, it was a great conclusion. It was a great conclusion to Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Top five for sure.
Top great conclusion. It was something that the people wanted and needed to happen because Hugh Jackman was getting older. And we knew no one could replace Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. But Disney doesn't believe in that. Disney is like, you're gonna go on forever. And if you can't go on forever, you'd wear a costume and a mask. Just put someone else in the costume and mask and just keep it going.
AI. Oh no, I'm playing. I'm playing.
You give yeah, okay. We'll keep it going.
No.
And it doesn't matter how old you get. If you get too old, we'll just say there's another you somewhere else and that looks like you, and we'll give them you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, we're just gonna let it work. We can put three Spider-Mans on screen here at Disney. We can put three different Spider-Mans on screen and make it a
Y'all
movie.
gonna eat it. Y'all gonna eat it up.
Eat it up. So
Your pick.
your pick. How do you want to do this? Hugh Jackman said, I guess I'm getting back on board. Like, it would that you couldn't you can't fight it. And you're gonna hate me for this. You're gonna hate me for what I'm gonna say.
What are you about to say?
I don't like the new pick for Green
You say you don't like what?
Lantern. I don't like the new pick for Green Lantern. I don't like him. The person that
Like
they just picked.
all of them, or
No,
which
the
specific?
new actor that they just picked from the Netflix
They
show.
got three of them. They got three of them.
I don't I the dude, the black
John
dude.
Stewart.
Yeah, for Jon Stewart. I don't like the pick.
I have no comments. I have no comment. I have nothing nice to say.
And because I feel like I just seen this man come on the show. I just saw him. I just
He's a great actor, and I'm not questioning his blackness
He's gonna
whatsoever.
deliver,
He is.
but
It's
this is
just
Jon Stewart.
John Stewart. I when I think John Stewart being dark skin is as significant as Storm from X-Men being dark skin to me personally. Like the whole point, that was kind of the, I think the origin of why Jon Stewart was black, because of the ink and stuff like that. So we already have issues now in comics and or like comics to live action adaptations, you know what I'm saying, where characters are brightened or
And
lightened
there
up
and there's
for
so many there
whatever
were so
reason.
many good options there, like Damson Idris. I get it. Like, he was a great option. Like, because on Idris Elba came in. And I understand Idris Elba is getting older. So it's like you're only gonna be able to go for so long with him being that character. But Damson Idris is a great actor. Damson Idris could have, like, he could have went and pulled that off and been a young character where it's like, okay, we got him. But they said, we're just gonna pick. And that's kind of hero movies things. They like picking people that no one knows. They put them in that starlight, and that becomes their whole thing. They did that with Thor. DC, like Marvel, did that with Thor. Like, he was like, what's the guy's name?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. We knew Chris Hemsworth, but they said, here's Chris Hemsworth. We're going to make you the white Nordic, like, girls are gonna fall over on you. Like, we're gonna make you that. You're gonna be God of Thunder. I could've, that conversation was probably like sitting in that. Said, hey, dude, we're about to make you the God of Thunder.
It's going to take two or three movies to get you there, but
We're,
yes.
you're you're gonna and you're ever for gonna you're ever you're forever gonna be known as Thor.
Thor.
They revitalized Robert Downey Jr.'s career. Robert Downey Jr. was doing crack. We like to forget that. Robert Downey Jr. was going through the struggle. Like, great actor. I love him. But he was down bad. And he got clean to do the role. Like, it was the best role that they, like, it was for him. And even though Tropic Thunder came out like a year later and he was in blackface, and for some reason we've scrubbed that off the internet and sent that movie directly to like Tubi. But it happened, guys. Like, he
It
came out in
worked.
blackface a year later, but the movie was already done by the time he
They
came on the
cooked.
screen as Iron Man.
They cooked.
It was it, yeah. But bringing him back as Doctor Doom, I just feel like both of these heroes, like DC and Marvel, they're like, we're gonna make him Doctor, like, will forever see him as Iron Man. And hate to mimic, I hate to mimic Megan Good's, I kind of see him just as a pet now to Megan Good, honestly. I don't even know what he's doing anymore. Like, I seen their Halloween, I said, this man is, for all intents and purposes, like, we're not even gonna get into that. But he said, it breaks my heart that they're putting him in as Dr. Doom. And it kind of breaks my heart too, because I feel like someone needed that opportunity. Someone needed that opportunity.
It was probably a backpedal. They had to come up with something quick. They was like, if we're dropping Jonathan Majors, we need to let these people know and give them a reason as to why they need to stay tuned.
Stay
What
tuned.
can we do? And somebody in the back said, bring him back. And they were like, bring who back? Bring him. And they pointed to the Iron Man poster. Bring
Dude,
him back.
bring him back.
That's what it was. They needed something immediately.
And the thing, but a lot of people, he's like 60 now. Like, he's old. I seen him in Oppenheimer, where he was no makeup, not he was showing his true age.
But he's back as Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
And y'all are gonna watch that shit.
We
Y'all
are
gonna
gonna
watch
watch.
it.
We are
Y'all
gonna
gonna
watch.
watch it. You're gonna
We
when
are
that
gonna watch.
trailer drop, it's gonna shut everybody up. I
Hope,
bet.
but I guess he wears a mask most of the time, so we wouldn't even really, it
Yeah,
just be him
it
under the
wouldn't
mask.
matter. It just depends on how they do it. We have no clue how they're gonna do
Dr.
it.
Doom needs to be a villain. Like,
Yeah,
Dr. Doom is an iconic villain. There's no, I'm trying to do this for the greater good. There's a, I am a madman that is trying to take over the world, that is running the Legion of Doom, and I really don't give, I am killing people. Like, it can't be no, let's give him that sad backstory like the Fantastic Four, where he was
But
like, you
now,
all abandoned me on the planet. for all those years.
Yeah, no.
We
This is
tried.
evil.
Like, we tried. We tried to help you. We all got
Yeah.
fucked up. He got
Yeah.
turned to the thing. We all got fucked up. Like, it was
Yeah.
so, it was just, yeah. Like, they just, I hate when they just say, oh, they give a villain, like, I understand not trying to make him seem like a good guy at sort, but I also don't like it when they just throw him in there and say, I'm bad. Like,
Yeah.
why are you bad?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like
Yeah, there's a
it's a, I
point
don't,
where with every villain where like there should be a clear line of like we understand, but then they take it too far.
far.
It there that has to be displayed with their, they always take it too far.
It's like the Magnificent from the Boondocks said, what did they do to make those niggas that
Yeah, what do they
mad?
do?
What did they do?
Like
Like,
I kind of get it, but I kind of don't. You know what I'm saying?
that's why I enjoyed what's his name, the black director of Black Panther, because he knew how to give us something where it was
Yeah.
like, this is how you make a nigga mad. Like, I'm gonna
Yeah,
pull
it
up
was
to your
that.
hood and
Like
kill your daddy.
like Namor. Like I get it. He was just trying to protect his people.
Just trying to protect his people.
I'm
Like,
not mad at it.
bro, I'm not mad at it. Like, I'm just trying to protect my people.
Yeah.
You give me a reason where I can protect my people, I'm cool. And we ain't even gonna have to fight no more. I'm cool. Like,
Yeah.
and that's what they did. They said, I got you. He said, hey, when the time come, hey, you got my back, I got yours. Like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing, and like, it really falls on directors and the writers to really put that in there where it's like, okay, like, we gotta have something. Like,
Yeah.
and what we need to bring back in movies, we need to bring back death. We need to bring back permanent death. We can't just we people tend to ask, like, George R. R. Martin, why are you so good at this? Kill people. Like, there is a point where a character is played out and
Yeah.
you need to kill them off. There is a point.
Yeah.
It comes a line where it's like, and I didn't watch Game of Thrones till 6 years after it came out. But when I watched it, like, I took that whole first season where I was like, he got me into those characters in those first few episodes, and before I knew, he was getting his head cut off.
Yeah, they were all dying. Yeah.
All like, whoa. What whoa. And you see developers oftentimes hit you with now. We don't do that whole kill off our characters thing. Why not? Like,
Dumb.
if I see that somebody really need, like, what is your, why is he still alive? Like, why we you fed us enough.
Yeah.
And that's why Resident Evil works. It's like, I'm looking for my daughter. Where's my daughter? Oh, we cut her up. We chopped her up
She's
and put
done.
her in jars.
Yeah.
Jeez. You're like that one scene where the big dude was like, for that last Resident Evil village, you're holding your daughter in your hand. And he turned it around as a jar and he had his daughter's head in it. And
Yeah.
it's like, you have to have those points where it's like you hit us hard, where we're like, damn.
Exactly.
I didn't expect that. We don't expect permadeath anymore.
Yeah, no,
We don't.
never.
Spider-Man hit so hard, that last Spider-Man, because they killed Aunt May.
Yeah,
They
and that needed to happen.
needed to
That's why
happen.
I liked it. It needed to happen.
It always happens in the Spider. Like, there is that you kill Aunt May or Uncle Owen. They try to go forever without killing Aunt May. And the Green Goblin came back and said, this is not how this happened. You died. Killed her right then and there. Like, it was just, they
Exactly.
need that rawness to come back. And I know Disney, we still have to market to children. I get that. But with the way the world is nowadays,
Well, bring the
children are
mature content back. Bring the mature content back.
mature content. Children are seeing far worse on TikTok.
Far worse.
Children are seeing, like, children are seeing way worse on scrolling than they are now. Like, people are growing up, coming into freshman year, saying that, well, the only thing I want to be in my life is the OnlyFans person.
Yeah.
And you can't even knock it anymore. The OnlyFans, the high school to OnlyFans pipeline is producing more people than doctors, than lawyers, than college graduates, and they're making more than all those occupations.
Exactly.
So if you tell me I could graduate and just go on OnlyFans and I could make $100,000 fresh out of high school, and if after I develop my content and the time it would take me to get a college degree, I can be making $600,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's easy. That's it. Like, you can't convince me it's a bad idea. Well, you're shelling your body. You can't convince me it's a bad idea.
You get
You
your
can't,
bag.
like, and that's what I'm trying
100%.
to tell the like,
Get your bag. That's all I can say.
get your bag. Get your bag. And that's why I'm trying to convince these, like, the developers need to know, like, I get it, getting
Get
your
your
bag. We're gonna
bag.
watch the movie. But you're also losing more money by not killing off certain characters because the price only goes up. Chris Hemsworth didn't do the first Thor movie for the same cost he did the second.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm getting paid more.
I need more.
I
Even
need
though the
more."
second one was hot garbage.
Yeah,
Yes.
but as we make more Avengers movies, I need more. Like, I'm getting old. Putting on this suit is not getting easy. Like, I need more. And not only do I need more, because I am way richer than I was when you put me on. And I'm thankful that you put me on, but
But you still got to pay me more.
they got to pay me more. Because back then, $1 million was cool. But now I make $1 million just by existing every other month. Like, every month, I need 10 mil. Robert Downey Jr. got so smart, he said, "You can't even pay me enough anymore. You now have to give me a percent of the movie profit and stake in Marvel. And like, you have to give me a percent. If this movie makes $1 billion, I want 10%."
That's a lot.
That's a lot of
That's a
money. Like,
lot.
if this movie makes $1 billion, I want 10,
And it
20.
will.
And it
And it
will.
will.
That's just how
And
it's
it
gonna
will.
be.
Like, you have to think with the Secret Wars hype, like, that's why I said, like, they had to backpedal and build the hype for this era that they're going into. Like, we won't get a trailer for Secret Wars probably till like late next year. That we like Secret Wars, I think, is like the end of that era. We have to go through, we have to still see Captain America, New World Order. We have to see, you know, the Fantastic Four movie. We have to see like several more movies ahead of Secret Wars in order to even see that. So for
And
them out the gate, 2 2 3 years ahead, for them to reveal that Robert Downey Jr. will be playing the character, a villain, that there's more to it. There's
and
more, there's
they're
so much more to it.
And the thing is, there's like the long their timeline for these older actors is so spread that by then Robert Downey Jr. will be like 65 years old.
Exactly.
By then, like, how old is how old's the person that plays hold on, man, I'm just bad at names today. He plays Colonel Fury, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury, Samuel L. Jackson, what the
Samuel
fuck?
Jackson, yeah.
That's
Sorry, man.
crazy.
I can't think of names right now. Samuel Jackson.
That's crazy.
Samuel Jackson is already in his 70s.
Yeah. He needs to film that shit.
So it's like, you really gotta start filming, because, like, I'm not saying I'm not saying people are gonna die, but I'm saying, when you start making these timelines where you have a 10-year set of movies and say these are all gonna come out in a span of 10 years, you gotta really think about, how old is this person gonna be at the end of this, and how longer can we push them? Like, you don't see Morgan Freeman in movies anymore for a reason. Like, great
Oh.
actor, phenomenal voice actor, but you can't walk him through those roles anymore. He's too old. He could be your voice actor, but he's too old to be walked through those roles anymore. You can't. Same thing is happening with Keanu Reeves. They're saying, we can't keep putting him through John Wick. It's too hard on his body. He's old. He's in his 60s. We
Yeah.
can't keep doing this. Like, he might not be in his 60s, he might be in his late 50s, but Keanu Reeves is
Oh.
old. Like, Keanu
Yeah.
Reeves has been, we've seen so much of Keanu Reeves. Oh, he's 60 years old. Yeah, he is 60 to the T. We can't keep putting him through these. We can't. It's not gonna happen, because his body is just not, it's like, yeah, we can put in a stunt double, but the basic movements of being John Wick, it's tough. Now they're going backwards, they're doing prequels, because they're like, if we can get someone that looks enough like Keanu Reeves, just younger,
Yep.
and we can say, okay, we got John Wick, now we just need to build up on it. The same hap is happening with damn it, dude, why can I remember their names in movies, but I can't remember their names in real life? Ethan Hunt, Top Gun,
Top Gun, you talking
Tom
about?
Cruise, Tom
Yeah.
Cruise.
Tom Cruise is the the
Like, yeah, Ethan
that
Hunt, Mission Impossible, and then yeah, Tom Cruise,
American Jackie Chan, he does all his shit.
American Jackie Chan, but Tom Cruise is in his 60s.
Yeah,
Tom
still
Cruise,
doing his own stunts in Mission Impossible.
62 years old. And yeah, we could say it's keeping him young or whatever, but he's doing movies where he really owns the IP. So we know we can't run so many people through the paces anymore. And then they start making these movies where you start seeing like they're these rom-coms, simple, old school, Beverly Hills, Hollywood type of thing, Quentin Tarantino, where it's like we throw in an old actor and it's unique, it's fulfilling. Like we're gonna make a movie where George Clooney and I don't know, and you know, Angelina Jolie or somebody get together and it's a fun rom-com, or like
Yeah.
where it's like, okay, like they're older actors, we get it, but that's not our generation anymore. And as people get older, they're gonna start, because now kids nowadays, they're not even really gonna remember who Sim that Samuel Jackson was Colonel Fury back at the first Avengers movie that
Yeah.
came out in the early 2000s. And more so, we're not too keen on caring anymore. We're not too keen on caring anymore. And that goes to, they should have just recasted. They like for
Don't
Black
say
Panther
it.
2, you don't say it. Don't say it. I'm sorry, bro. Like it didn't happen. It should have happened. It could have happened.
I don't agree.
But they're doing it. The next one is gonna be his son that
Yeah,
they're.
I get that, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
But they're about to age somebody 20 years. They're gonna have to do
That's
something in
fine.
the timeline where it's
That's
like,
fine. That's fine. What they did is fine. There's so many people that kept saying, "Oh, we should recast T'Challa." I just didn't see it. It could work, yes, but there was no point. There was no point. There was no point. I'm
yeah, no
sorry.
point now after we've seen the movie, but what was the movie gonna be like if T'Challa was still in it?
They said it was like a father and son duo kind of movie or whatever. Like, just going through the trials of, being a Wakandian and whatever and da da da. But like still it would have been good, what I'm saying? Like to see like, father and son, what I'm saying, in a black movie and stuff like that. Yes, it would have been good. But I just don't see the recast. I don't think T'Challa should not have been recasted. And it's fine. It's fine. Because black people still complain anyway about the story. Whatever they got, they would have still complained a little bit. But in the end, in the sense, T'Challa didn't get recasted, but the Black Panther will. The Black Panther is a mantle. It's a name. Like how anyone could have Thor's hammer, and you would kind of be Thor. You know what I'm saying? This is the name. You guys will be okay. The Black Panther will come back soon.
We'll see him. We'll see him. We'll see
It'll
him.
be all right. It'll be all right. I don't know. We didn't need it, because if they would have recasted him, we wouldn't have seen the Black Panther in ages still. We haven't seen the Black Panther since Black Panther 2.
I feel like if they would have recast him, the only thing that we really would have missed out on is the powerful performance that Angela Bassett gave us.
Angela Bassett would have probably still died.
She probably would have still died, but her performance just with the not like I feel like she really like I feel like she was one of the hardest performers in that movie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
She definitely out. I think almost outperformed everybody. For
And
sure.
they still, I don't think that they still walked over for an award from that. I really
Yeah,
think.
yeah, yeah. She didn't get the award. The award for Best Supporting Actress, that was given to Jamie Lee Curtis in Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I still think that's the biggest slap in the face to anybody. Because what?
And I love that movie, but all she did was the hot dog figures. That was
Like all she was just the like
the
the
phone
side
poster.
villain of the
Yeah.
movie. This like the villain like the She was the side villain of the movie.
The side villain,
Like it
because the
wasn't
daughter was a
even
real villain.
about her.
It was just
But
like she was there. She was the tax representative, and then eventually the role just expanded, expanded, expanded. Where I'm like, but at the end, it was like, Like I remember watching that. I remember like seeing her go on stage. Like I remember everybody's face. Like I think I still have a meme saved for where like actors were in the crowd like
Yeah, it made zero sense. Jamie Lee's Curtis, that's a Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee Curtis's like role in Everything Everywhere All at Once is good, but it's not better than Angela Bassett's Black Panther 2, and it was not better than her co-star in the same movie, Stephanie Hughes or whatever, the daughter in the
Daughter, the
movie.
daughter.
The daughter in the movie sold. Hit me if you want, but she actually might have been the best actor throughout the entire movie.
No,
Like,
she was she really carried like it
yeah.
all the way up to the end, like just
Yeah.
carried.
She
And
embodied.
I feel like if her role was the awakening role, like her role filled in all the gaps. If it wasn't for the roles that she was playing, a lot of us would have been confused. But she
Yeah.
was playing the role so well, she was closing the whole loop. She closed the loop. She did.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis just was thrown into roles where it was like, I could live without this. I could live without the whole
It
hot
could have
dog
been
thing scene.
anybody else. It could have been
It
anybody else.
could have been anybody. Anybody could did that.
You know, in the movie, I'm really glad like the way it turned out, because like the way that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, almost had Jackie Chan in it. It almost had Awkwafina in it as well as the daughter. That would have been the bombshell. Like, I feel like, yes, those are great actors, but the way it turned out is so much better.
It and
So, it's so much more better and so much more magical.
it's one of those tales as old as time where it's like, oh, you don't want to really throw much thought or support into my movie. I'm gonna do my own thing. It's gonna go crazy. It's the same thing in the cinema industry where it's like, are these indie films where it's
Yeah.
like we're independent companies with no major backing are giving us movies that we're talking about for ages. They're giving us what these big corporations can't deliver us anymore because they're so stuck on certain IPs where it's like, okay, well, give me something new, give me something awakening, give me something eye-opening.
Yeah,
Nah,
A24 is killing it. Every year they're taking a lot of these. Their A24 is taking out Marvel, they're taking out Sony, they're taking out 20th Century Fox and everything. They're taking them out by storm, by miles. And I love it. They're giving us horror movies, they're giving us comedy movies, romance movies, thrillers, everything.
And it's necessary because it's a wake-up call. But yes, these movies are outselling. The big developer movies are outselling. Yes, because you got more marketing, you got more promotion, you got people that are gonna go because they know they know what to expect and it's okay. When the awards come around,
They're
when it's
sleeping.
time, yeah, they're getting swept. People are sitting there like, where's my Oscar? Where's my Emmy? Nah, we loved when you put on that cape and tights, but
Yeah.
yeah, no,
Yeah.
there wasn't too much depth there. We were
Yeah.
looking for more in the script.
It wasn't better than this movie that was on a budget of $50,000.
On a budget of 50.
Like,
Sorry, like we can't.
you know how embarrassing that is? You just got outclassed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You put it.
in October, Joker 2 got beat by Terrifier 3, an indie film with the way lower budget than anything. Storm the box office. How did that happen?
I've seen so many memes where people are like the only clowns in the movie theater during Joker 2 was me. They were trying to say people would just get up and walk out. People were getting up
Yeah.
and saying, like, I mean, you know me. If a movie is bad, I will fall asleep in that theater. I will fall asleep in
Yeah.
that theater and I will wake up and be like, is it over?
Damn.
Is it
Yeah.
over? We've been there where I've fallen asleep in a movie theater and been like, hey, you like taste over your sleep. And I'll be like, dude, that
Yeah.
was bad. Like,
Yeah.
if you can't keep me woke during the movie, like, I'm gonna fall asleep as though I'm sitting on my couch and I'm like, well, this wasn't entertaining at all. And there's been two movies that have done that to me. Thor: The Dark World and Thor: Love and Thunder. Fell asleep in them. Those two movies Marvel delivered to me where I was like, damn, bro. I'm tired. Is anybody here tired? Like, where it was like, man, I was better off not being there because I didn't see nothing. And then there's movies that kept me on the edge of my seat where I was like, man, I was really tired going into this. But,
I'm glad I watched it.
wait, like, I was gonna fall. I've seen Dune too. I went after a long shift and I was like, man, I really want to fall asleep, but
That's a long movie too. It's a
it's a
very long
long
movie.
movie.
And it's great from
Great.
literally beginning to end.
He's
They just
great.
don't got that magic no more. It is what it is. Like, these corporations that used to give us hit after hit aren't giving us hit after hit no more. It's the indie or the one hit wonder kind of companies that are just giving it to us, and they are not failing.
They're not feeling it. They're better off going straight to DVD. And nowadays, it's like some of these
Straight to
movies
streaming services. Yeah.
can't compete with Netflix. Netflix is dropping shit that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
I remember when Netflix wasn't, people considered Netflix not legitimate. They said this isn't a legitimate, they are not a legitimate studio. They should not be making movies. They're a streaming service. Just if a movie is coming out on Netflix, don't watch it. It's not good.
Yeah, especially in the beginning too. I think Netflix offered themselves to Blockbuster or something along the lines of that.
They did.
And Blockbuster was like, nah.
Then they ended up
And
getting bought out by Redbox.
yeah.
Redbox closed them down, and now Redbox is no longer a thing. And Netflix is like,
Here we
we're about to
are.
increase the cost of our subscription substantially. And you're still
For
gonna
the
go for it. And then
for the 19th time.
not only that, if you're not living in the same household, we know.
Yeah, we
We
know.
know. Like, but you're still gonna buy it. You're still gonna get off your parents' account and you're still gonna buy a Netflix account.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Guess what? We're dropping a new monster series, Menendez.
Yeah.
Man. You're gonna wanna
You
watch
guys are gonna watch
it.
it. You're gonna, because guess what? All your friends are gonna talk about it, and you are gonna wanna watch it. One way or another, you're gonna watch it.
And we're partnering with big names. We got Adam Sandler over here. We got Kevin Hart partnered with us. And we just got Tyler Perry. And people are going to Netflix like, can I give you movies? People are going with their own independent studio because they're giving people an outlet now. So now it's now Kevin Hart's Heartbeat Productions has a place to put their movies. Tyler Perry has a place to put his movies because Tyler Perry, like, for all of a sudden, Tyler Perry's movies aren't going to the theaters. They're not.
Yawn.
Adam Sandler has a place to send his movies. Happy Madison Productions, where they're those kind-hearted, like, juke jam movies where it's like, it's not the best, but it was fun, and I could watch it with the kids on a Sunday
Y'all
night.
gonna watch it anyway.
Gonna watch it anyway. And Netflix is like, we'll take all of you. We'll take all of you.
And WWE and up the price.
WWE didn't up their price. WWE, like, because they merged with UFC. It's like we're a big thing now.
Yeah.
We're gonna get rid of Vince McMahon, and we're gonna redevelop our thing. Because Vince
Yeah.
McMahon, like, nowadays, all these bad dudes that we knew were bad dudes are coming out. Like, we always knew they were bad dudes.
But it was
Like,
good.
Vince
They
McMahon
made some good TV.
makes some good TV. I feel like Vince McMahon said the N-word on TV one time, and everybody was just like,
Oh, he definitely did.
he
He
did, he
definitely
did. And
did.
everybody was like,
But
wow.
it's good TV.
Good TV.
It's good TV.
Good
It didn't
TV.
matter. Y'all watched anyway.
Good TV. It's good TV. We were like,
Yeah.
oh, we're you know, he's a bad guy, but it's good
Yeah.
TV.
But
That's
watch his body slam
Yeah, watch his
though.
body. And I feel like in
Boom!
America,
Yes.
good TV is all you need. Americans only need to be entertained.
That's it.
They
You
only
can
need to
watch
entertain.
nothing more.
That
You can watch something
that's
more.
why Donald Trump was such a, like, his first presidency, it was silly. I feel like
TV.
it was a fever dream. Like, it was hilarious because I'd wake up and I see Twitter and he posts something hilarious that he just did to a world leader or said to a world leader. Like, I just told Kim Jong-un to go fuck himself.
Right.
Whoa! Like, Mr. President, like, it was like, whoa. It's like, what's going on here? Like, it was something crazy where it was like, I just told the Prime Minister or whatever of Switzerland, free ASAP Rocky, or I'm
Yeah.
sending in the nukes. But
Literally, fever dream. Fever dream. It didn't make no sense. It's ridiculous,
But it
but
was entertaining. We were
great
all
TV.
laughing.
It's
It was
great
good TV.
TV.
It was good TV. And America loves when we put actors as presidents. Donald Trump was
Yeah.
an actor. Ronald Reagan wasn't either. We white people love Ronald Reagan. Like white people are coming up in grade school already knowing who like Ronald Reagan is. They're like, oh, they're like, you know who Ronald Reagan is before you know who any really like Ronald Reagan is like one of like you're gonna know George Washington, you're gonna know Ronald Reagan. Like there's some presidents where you're just gonna know. You're just gonna know them. Like I don't know. You're gonna know Abraham Lincoln. Like you're gonna know these
You're
guys.
gonna know.
And it was like they gave it was an actor. He was an actor. But they need to be people need to be entertained. They're like, oh, let's he was getting on TV. He was getting on TV just telling us something like
Random shit,
random
going
shit.
against the grain. He's going against the grain, saying whatever came to mind. And he was actively talking shit, like
Actually, like we need to
talking shit,
end this war on drugs everywhere in America.
like
Like they gave him a freaking they gave him the airport to Washington, D.C. They said we're gonna make the airport of the capital of our nation. We're gonna name it after you, Ronald Reagan. We're gonna name it after like
what the fuck?
the Americans love Ronald Reagan like Texas love the Bush family. They said, look, we're this is our guy. This is our guy.
God bless the Bush family.
This is
Like,
like. Gov the governors of California have been actors for who knows how long. Like, where it's like, you were an actor. Like, yeah,
yeah.
I was on TV, on big things. We're America's is going to the movie industry and asking these people to run for president. Dwayne Johnson, when are you going to run for president?
Yeah. That and that might
No
happen. That might happen one day.
qualifications. No qualifications other than being an actor.
But it's The
Dwayne
Rock.
Johnson, when are you going to start your pre and these people. These people are getting up on stage, leg kicked up. I'm thinking about it. Might not be this run, but 4 more years, 8 more years. Figure it out.
It's coming
It's
soon.
coming. It's coming. They're so convinced. They're very convinced because we have convinced them that the only qualification you need in America to be president is to be an actor. Where it's like to be not even an actor, be entertaining.
Yeah.
Because we put Kanye on that ballot. Kanye was on that ballot. He was on there.
He
Was
was.
on
I
there.
still can't believe it, but he fucking
He
was.
was on it. He was on that ballot in certain in some states. I seen it
Yeah.
in Kentucky. He was on the ballot. Where it was like, should I do it? Like to be people love to be entertained. People in America love to be entertained. There are places in the world where you are getting up and you are working and you are going to sleep. You don't know anything about the outside world. Certain parts of China, there are certain parts of North Korea, like a lot of parts, but certain parts of like India, certain there are countries where you are getting up, you're going to work. There's really no outside entertainment. There are things, there are cultural, traditional entertainment, but that's just it.
Yeah.
Here in America, it's like we. Where's the next big thing? Like
Yeah.
we need to be entertained. We need to laugh. We need to giggle to the point where we don't even care who the leader of our nation is anymore. We'll just
Yeah.
if you're entertaining, and like that's even on as bipartisan as I can say because I'm like, look, if I see somebody entertained, I'm probably just gonna vote for them. I don't care if Democrat or Republican. If
Yeah,
I
we
know I'm
only
gonna get a
care if
laugh
you're
out of it,
slightly racist. You're
like
slightly
yeah,
racist.
or slightly racist. It's like, but they're entertaining. And I don't know if that they're gonna say, "Oh, you guys sound like some coon." Like at this point, it's America. People are slightly racist, even if they're not. Even if they're not, even if we can't slap on that banner and say you are openly and actively racist,
Yeah.
somewhere is it like you are slightly racist? It doesn't like if you are a white person, you are slightly racist. If you are a black person, even then. You are slightly racist. You have said some racist things. They might not have been about white people, but you have said some racist things, whether it be about your own
Exactly.
people or another people that you like. They might not be the majority white people, but I am still racist towards this demographic.
Yeah.
You have said like it's America. America, like we are gonna do some racist things. Like we're gonna say some
Yeah.
racist things or have some racist thoughts because entertainment has put it in
Entertainment.
our mind, like these are the stereotypes. These are the funny stereotypes. These are the real stereotypes. These are the you're probably taking a little too far stereotypes, but we know them.
Yeah.
And entertainment uses them. the movie cinema, they are gonna throw in those stereotypes where it's like we're gonna have you say this to this black character because you're white, but the whole crowd's gonna go wild. It's gonna be amazing. The crowd's gonna laugh. It's gonna be a scene where I know in the theater everybody's gonna be like, oh, no way you said that, but you said it.
Yeah.
You said it. And we're gonna get so racist, Laws. We're gonna get so racist. We're gonna get so racist because racism is so entertaining. We are gonna put a white man in an American flag costume, call him Homelander, or make a whole series about it. And it's gonna be the best series Amazon has out.
Completely satire and a
It's gonna be
yeah.
complete satire. It's gonna be complete satire, but it's gonna be so entertaining. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, or red, all over. When the
You're gonna
boys,
love it.
when the boys come on, it's gonna be talked about. It's gonna be talked about so much, even if you don't agree with it, you're gonna still watch it to be mad, about it. So you can go to those conversations you're having at work, at home, in the bar, in the club. Doesn't matter where you're at, where they're talking about that, and you can finally chime in and say, it was racist.
Yeah.
The whole last season was just structured racism. Structured racism. But it was, we watched it. They had one season where I think she was a Nazi.
Yeah.
She was a Nazi. She was a superpowered
Stormfront.
Nazi.
Stormfront, yeah.
Stormfront, yeah. And it
That's a
was
good one.
like, damn, she's a Nazi.
A Nazi and
And
unapologetic.
like I it, but it's crazy because they're gonna do something there where like I think that one of those scenes where it was like, beat these guys to death with these baseball bats. They're your biggest
Yeah.
fans. It's like now, but now you got to think so outside of the box to really make something entertaining. And
Yeah.
that there are developers where if you don't cut out that censorship and just go straight raw, your show is going to flop. You have to have that rawness in there because now Americans have reached a certain point where it's like we see everything. There's no more, what's the word? There's no more being demure. There's no more being modest. Everything is there.